Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Peah Daf Yod Gimel. We are starting at the very top of the Amud. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Maris Miriam Sara Basim Yaakov Maisha. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Gemara says V'istabai Nishminim and Hacha. There are those who want to learn it from here. Learn what from here? So this is going back to the different limudim we had in Daf Yod Beis. How we know that different things are chayav and peah. So some have this limud from the following psukim. The pasuk tells us Ki sivtzar karmucha. When you harvest your kerem, your vineyard, and the pasuk continues Loisa oila lacharecha. Don't pick up the oila lois. Now literally, this chiyuv of oilos is the chiyuv that one has to leave the underdeveloped clusters for the aniyim. However, we learn the chiyuv of peah from here as well. And now the Gemara asks, Ma'ach Mamina, what do you learn from here in regards to peah? It doesn't say peah over here, it just uses the word oilel, loisa oilel acharecha. So Amar Rav Yehuda explains, what does the word loisa oilel mean? Loisa dakdek. Don't be exacting. Kemada tamer, like you say in the pasuk, va'oilel lamai, be exacting with them. So the word oilel, meaning exacting, talks about both the chiyuv of oilos, leaving the underdeveloped clusters, and the concept of don't be exacting with your grape harvest, leave some grapes over as peah. Another limud, the pasuk tells us, kisach b'zesecha, which literally means when you beat your olive trees. That's the way to get the olives off the tree, by beating the trees. And the pasuk continues, loisefa'er acharecha. And once again, the Gemara asks, ma'ach mamina, what do you see from here? How do you see in this lashon of loisefa'er acharecha that we're supposed to leave over peah? So Rav Yonah, he explains, we have a pasuk that says, loisakifu pa'as reishchem, don't round off the corners of your head. Pa'as reishchem over here is referring to payas, meaning don't cut your payas. And payas are called the teferes, or the pe'er of a person's head. So too, when the pasuk says, loy sefa'er acharecha, it means don't take the teferes away from the olive trees, leave some of the olives there as peah. And the Gemara continues discussing this. Zayas, we just brought a proof from a pasuk that we're supposed to leave peah on olive trees. So now we bring a limud. Ma zayas v'kerem yuchadin, shelikitasan ka'achas u'machansan l'kiyom, just like olives and vineyards are unique, that they're gathered all at once, and they'll be placed into long-term storage. So to anything, all sorts of trees and legumes and things like that, that have these two unique things to them, that they're harvested all at once, and they're gathered in for long-term storage, chayavin, they too are chayavin peah. But now the Gemara says, if that's really so, then what about the following? Why don't we say that ma zayis v'kerem miyuchadin, shehin chayavin bebikurin, just like we see that olives and grapes, they're unique, that they're chayavin bikurim, v'chayavin peah, and they're chayavin peah, so af kol davar shu chayav bebikurim, chayav peah. So we should say that only things that are chayavin bikurim are also chayavin peah. Tam Leimer, the pasuk tells us, kitzircha, and what do we learn from here? Afilu kitzir ayres, afilu kitzir daichen, even the rice or millet harvest, those are chayav in peah as well, and those are kidneys, and those are not chayav in bikurim. So we see that something which is not chayav in bikurim is still chayav in peah. The Gemara continues, Yomer zayas v'al yomer kerem. Why doesn't the pasuk just tell us the chiv of peah by zayas, and we don't have to say it by kerem, and we'll learn everything from zayas? So the Gemara answers, she'ilu nemer zayas v'al nemer kerem. If the pasuk only spoke of zayas and not of kerem, hayisi aymra would have said that zayas shu pater mina peret chayav bepeah. Zayas, which is pater from the chiv of peret, is chayiv in peah, whereas kerem shu chayiv beperet, a vineyard which is chayiv in peret, loyehe chayiv bepeah, should not be chayiv in peah. Just as a slight pause, what is this chayiv of peret that we're talking about? So we had just mentioned previously by kerem is concept of oilolois, so by kerem as well, there's a concept called peret. Peret are grapes that fall from the cluster as it's being picked, so those grapes have to be left for the aniyim. So we're saying that if we didn't have the pasuk of kerem telling us it's chayiv in peah, you might think that since zayis does not have a chayiv of peret, and kerem does have a chayiv of peret, so kerem does not have a chayiv of peah. Heve, so you can say from here that tsarich hushehe oimer kerem. That's why the pasuk has to mention the chiv of peah by kerem. And the flip side is true as well. Ailu nemar kerem v'loy nemar zayis. If the pasuk only mentioned the chiv of peah by kerem and didn't mention it by zayis, hayisi oimer, I would say kerem shuchayv beperet yechayv bepeah. Kerem, which is chayv in peret, is also chayv in peah. Zayis shu pater mina peret yeh pater mina peah. Zayis, which is pater from peret, is pater from peah as well. Heve, so you could say from here tsarich hushehe oimer zayis v'tsarich hushehe oimer kerem. The pasuk has to mention both Zayas and Kerem individually. Each of them has to have a pasuk telling us that there's a chiv in peah. So now the Gemara, so to speak, recaps what it just said. Yatza Zayas. Zayas was singled out, v'limeid al kol ha'ilon his peah, and it taught us regarding all other trees that all other trees are chiv in peah. Yud Gimelon Beis on top. Similarly, Yatza Kerem. Kerem as well was singled out, v'limeid al kol ha'ilon his peret, really the proper girsa should be v'limoid al atzmai peya, and it teaches us on itself that it's chayav in peya. But now the Gemara asks a question. The same way that zayas was singled out in the pasuk to teach us that all other trees are chayav in peya as well, so kach yotza kerem v'limoid al kol ilanos peret. Why don't we say that by the fact that kerem was singled out by the pasuk, that teaches us that all trees are chayav in peret as well? So Rav Avin answers, davar shu shavel shnehen milamed, v'davar she'ene shavel b'shnehen eino milamed. Only something which is similar to both zayas and kerem is going to be learned from there that it has a chiv of peya, but something which is not similar to the both of them is not going to be learned. And what's considered to be similar to both of them? Something that's lukitasai ka'achas and machnisai l'kiyum, so then has a chiv of peya. But anything else, we're not going to learn from there. And the Gemara continues talking about kerem and the fact that it was singled out by the pasuk. Al daited Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, nicha. This makes sense to say that we have kerem being singled out by the pasuk to say that there's a chiv of peya. And why is it good according to Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel darash, because Rabbi Shmuel darshins the following. And we say something very similar to this every single morning in Rabbi Shmuel Omer b'shloshes remidos atarin idreshes bahen, that kol davar shu b'chlal, anything which is part of a general klal, as part of a general rule, v'yotza lidan b'davar chadash, but it's singled out by the pasuk to teach us something new, so nekar min haklal, it's uprooted from that general klal that it used to be part of, and it's not placed back into that general klal unless the pasuk places it back in. The way that we say this in the morning is kol davar shu b'chlal v'yotza lidan b'davar chadash, yata yachal achziroi l'chlaloi ad she'achzirenu hakasav l'chlaloi b'feirosh. So therefore, v'harehu b'chidushai, kerem is in its state of chiddush. What does that mean, it's in its state of chiddush? What that means is that kerem was singled out by the pasuk to teach us that it has a chiv of peret. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, tzarechu sheyomer peya b'kerem, we have to have a specific pasuk telling us that a kerem is chayv in peya. However, al daitid Rabbanin, according to the Rabbanin, the Inon Amrin, that they say, harehu b'chlaloi v'harehu b'chidushai, is something that used to be part of a klal, and then was singled out to teach us something unique, and not only has a chiddush, that unique halacha, applied to it, but it's still considered to be part of its original klal. So le'ez davar nemar peya b'kerem. In regards to what does the pasuk have to say that there's a chiv of peya by kerem? So Amar Rav Avin, he answers, ilu lo yata el kerem. If the only thing that was singled out by the pasuk was kerem, so yas havamakshi, you would be asking a good question. Yudal Amar Alf on top, achshav shiyata kerem v'zayas. Now that the pasuk singled out both kerem and zayas, so we can't ask that question because we clearly see that both kerem and zayas are necessary. And why is that so? Well, we learn this on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, because Ilu Nemar Zayas V'lo Nemar Kerem, if the pasuk only would have mentioned Zayas and not Kerem, so Yisi Yomer, I would say, Zayas Shu Pater Min HaPeret Chayv B'Peyo. Zayas, that's Pater from Peret, has a Chiv of Peyo. But Kerem Shu Chayv B'Peret, Yu Pater Min HaPeyo. Kerem, which is Chayv in Peret, should have a Ptur of Peyo. That's why I have to have the pasuk of Kerem telling us that Kerem is Chayv in Peyo, even though it has a chiv of a parrot. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about Peyo, and perhaps something that could be learned from Peyo. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.